Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. It is Monday, August 5th.
Back to school day.
Is it back to school?
Yep.
I guess it is. This is our 12th installment of the Drive Podcast, and our numbers continue to grow, which we're really, really excited about. So, it's good to see everybody.
Yeah.
The weekends go too fast.
This weekend went so fast.
You had a bunch of family in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Little kids. You were a mom this weekend.
I was Aunt Bailey to the max this weekend.
Wow.
I was never left alone with the children, which was fine.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I want to report that Bailey did make it into the studio today without running into anything or smashing your face into a microphone, so that's...
But I want to point out that we were doing a test run earlier, and Zach just, like, threw his headphones across the room.
I was angry with you.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
You used violence?
Well, I just was upset.
So upset that you threw some headphones across the room.
It was more my foot threw them across the room.
Oh, so you kicked the head. Well, that's better. Come on, Bailey.
Well, it's
so much different when you kick them across the room.
It was also more like my foot got entangled in the long cord.
Oh, so it wasn't a vicious, you were trying to injure Bailey with the headphones. It was you were trying to free yourself from the headphones.
It was a more he my foot turned around and just took them with him.
Yeah.
Man.
Why are we talking about me? This is about Bailey.
Well.
This is about like Bailey.
You know, we've 12 episodes now, we've done the Bailey smashing her face into the mic, and that was pretty cool. I think we need to keep it going, but we sometimes need a little something new. And if you're going to be bested in a wrestling match by some headphones, then I think we need to talk about that.
That's probably true. That is probably true. Well, I'm sure the drivers are just enthralled by it, so... But so Bailey,
we're having a great time talking about it.
Bailey, you had the kids in this weekend and enjoyed yourself, I'm sure.
Yes, let's not talk like they're my kids. They are definitely not my kids.
Your nieces and nephews.
Here's Bailey's weekend with the kids.
No.
Did you guys do anything fun?
We did. We went to a Sounds game.
Nice.
We went to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
How was that?
It was good. It was my third time.
You've been three times?
I have. I went once as a tourist before I moved here.
Okay.
I've been once with a friend, and now I've been once with family. But it changes every time, so like yeah, there's always something new.
They add and take away exhibits and things like that, for sure.
Yeah. And we did the zoo on Saturday.
How was the zoo?
That almost killed me. I'm still sore from walking all those hills at the zoo, but yeah. I made it.
I have not been to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I've wanted to go, I just haven't been, and I haven't been to the zoo either.
I've been to the zoo. I've never been to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Yeah, my kids have been to, I think it's like a prerequisite that Metro kids go to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
I think all kids. All kids in all the counties.
But they absolutely love it. And my kids do not like country music at all. But they really like the museum. It's top notch.
It's fun. There's no question about it. And the Science Center is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
But I think you got to have older kids for that. So
I don't know. It's fun. The Adventure Science Center is fun too. Did y'all think about going there?
Yeah. We did, but we really only had Saturday and Sunday. We had Friday afternoon, but
right.
Another blazing weekend. I was in the hills of East Tennessee.
Were you really?
So it was very comfortable. Missed the mountains for sure.
Yeah.
It drops like 15 degrees.
Yeah, it does.
It's really nice. Really, really nice for sure, for sure. So what do we got today? We kind of talked business last week, and we're not going to talk too much business today, but...
Not business, but I think we're going to...
It's interesting.
We're going to keep it trucking related today, and So what got this started is I got some new tires on my van and couldn't be more happy. I mean, it's like getting a new car when you get new tires.
Is it?
You know, yeah.
Is it like getting...
If you get good tires and you had really bad tires, It's like having a whole new car. It's like having a windshield. Have you ever had a windshield replaced in your car? It's like a new car.
I've had things fixed on it, but yes.
You don't realize how dinged up and millions of little microscopic things are in your windshield until you get a new windshield. And you're like, yeah. I couldn't even see before. Yeah. The new tires are the same. So I love hanging out at the shop. I love doing mechanic stuff myself. And so I take every opportunity to go over there. And I love talking shop with Lee and Scott and all our mechanics. All the Scots that we got over there. And now they're way better mechanics than I will ever be. But but I do love going over and talking to them. And I've been thinking about tires. And it's like, man, that might be something good to talk about. Let's actually see what goes into tires. Because one of the things I don't like about tires is how expensive they are. And it's one of those things where you're like, I can't believe how expensive a round piece of rubber is. But there's a reason for that.
Well, there is, but don't they also nickel and dime you too. Like, you gotta get the they gotta mount them and balance them, and then they try to sell you the lifetime, what is it, balancing program, and then there's waste taxes and,
you know, some of that stuff that can't help.
Other,
you know,
taxes, and then it's like, by the time you're done, yeah, you've spent a small fortune.
Yeah. Even the tires themselves are really expensive, too, yeah, if you get good ones. So
why are they so expensive?
Well, the first reason is because there's a lot of stuff that goes into a tire. It's not just rubber and some stuff. It's like, in a lot of tires, up to 200 different raw materials go into making a tire. And when I started looking into this, tires are as much chemistry as they are engineering and production. They can really fine-tune with this mix of materials whether they want a tire to be, you know, total friction like you would have on a race car. Okay, you love race cars. So those tires are all about getting as much, every molecule of rubber onto the road as possible, mm-hmm, for traction, right? But you get terrible fuel economy. Now, racers don't care about fuel economy.
Not as much.
They
know they're going to have to do, yeah.
Right. So in a passenger tire, it's the other way around. You want, you're willing to give up some friction because you're not going, you know, 190 miles an hour.
Hopefully.
I mean, Zach does on occasion. But so you give up some of that coefficient of friction so you can get better fuel economy. And so they do some of that with the tread of the tire and the shape of the tire, but a lot of that is the chemistry of the tire. And so I thought that was really fascinating. So I got looking at tires, and
now we have like 8 pages of research on tires.
We do have lots of. I mean, we could do a podcast series on tires. I think it's really, really fascinating. But I thought what we would do is this, Zach and Bailey. Let's talk about just a little bit about how a tire is made and what goes into it, just for the benefit of our listeners, so they can kind of get an idea of what all goes into it. And then what I'd like to do is after the break, maybe take a turn and let's talk about M&W and tires and what it all means to us, and if that's good for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it'd be interesting. I think a lot of people, it's one of those things that you just don't think about. You know, they're just on your car, but they're very, very important. You lose a tire and the pain to have to change one, and then there's the fact of what it means to have on your vehicle and, you know, what it looks like and that it's safe.
Yeah.
That it's inflated properly, things like that.
Yeah. So the first thing that we want to talk about is what, how is a tire made or what is it made up of? And it's basically 7 different parts. It's not just a formed piece of rubber that you fill up with some air. They've first got to start with this, with this carcass, which is like an underlying layer. So if you would think like on your bicycle, the inner tube. Okay, well, the tires don't have inner tubes anymore. They're built into the tire, but that's what this is. It's this layer of rubber that's is resistant to air and moisture and all that, and it serves basically to hold the air in. Then you got this bead that goes around the rim, and there's metal inside of that, and that's holding it to the rim and helping the tire keep its shape. You've got the sidewall, which could be a completely different chemical makeup of the rest of the tire, but you know it's the part of the tire that you see as the car is going down the road. If you're the car was passing you, and it forms the structure of the tire. You've got belts, pieces of metal interwoven in these layers inside the tire for structure, also some protection from puncture. You've got an under tread, and you've got a tread on a truck tire, and you know the point of all of that is that there are so many layers and so many components of making the tire, and one of the reasons that translates into cost is because not only do you have to get all these different raw materials, you've got to have a skilled person to put all these things together, and they have machines and robots and all those things, but there is a lot of human interaction that goes into making a tire, and a lot of time that goes into making a tire. So a skilled worker might be at this tire making station and start but actually have to physically put all these components of the tire, these sheets of rubber that are either pressed or extruded, and they have to put them in this machine and get everything in the right place, let the machine do its thing and pull it off, and then put another layer in. It's just a ton of time.
It sounds like it. And then, I mean, the other thing, too, is you can do retreads and all kinds of crazy things with it. I mean, there's lots of different options you can do, especially with truck tires.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that with the with the retreads. That's a big part of what M&W does, and any trucking company. That we're talking, how do you win in this expensive tire business?
Yeah, and that's why we a lot of times will put videos out there about not dragging trailer tires and things like that.
Oh, the shop had a lot to say about that. We'll after the break, we'll come back with a lot of that.
I bet they did. All right, drivers, thank you for listening to the Drive Podcast. We're well over 350 unique listens, and we really, 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 really love that you're listening to our podcast. Remember, tell your friends about us. They can listen to this podcast wherever podcasts are listened to. Apple Podcasts, Android. You can even get an email whenever we release a new podcast. So check us out. And we'll be right back after this.
What would it be like to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when you're ready to retire, so is your bank account? Depending on where you are right now, that might sound crazy. But we want to help make it a reality for you and your family. And starting will only take 5 minutes. Smart Dollar is your free, 100% online, company-provided financial wellness benefit. This program gives you the practical steps, tools, and inspiration you need to make retiring a millionaire a reality. We call this the Millionaire Movement. When you follow the plan, Smart Dollar can help take you from living paycheck to paycheck to being able to save, invest, and give like no one else. Millions of people, just like you, have used this 7-step process to save their first emergency fund, eliminate debt, invest wisely, and even pay off their homes. The average user saves more than $6,127 and pays off $9,405 in the first 12 months. So what are you waiting for? Smart Dollar has been adding new tools and content all year long, so go check it out. Text MWL to 33789 on your smartphone, or you can call me direct at 615-620-1540 for more information. Again, text MWL to 33789 on your smartphone, or again, you can call me Zach Pugh anytime at 615-620-1540 for more information. Start living financially free today. It's changed my life and can change yours as well.
Hello, I'm TC Harris, driver of truck number 568, and you're listening to the Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
Hi, welcome back to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and producer Bailey.
Dancing producer Bailey. I see back here.
Yeah.
Now I can hear the music because you guys got me headphones.
Bailey was working without headphones. Now she has headphones, so she can hear us talking rather than just audibly in the room. So, I was going to say we're discussing the enthralling world of tires.
Super exciting. It was super exciting. We're not doing a good job of making it sound super exciting.
Well, I don't know that we're not doing a good job. It's just it's
you don't think about it. You don't think about it as being such a thing.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. It's like it's one of those things that goes into your vehicle every day that you don't think about. I'm tangled in my cord again.
are those headphones going to go flying?
Bailey was watching me from behind. And I was like, my foot was. When you got a size 15 foot and a 10 foot cable, the chances of getting hung are very high.
Really?
Let's move on to retreads or whatever else you have for us. You actually gave us all notes, so we actually are able to follow.
I did, and we don't have enough time for all those notes. I just gave those to you guys for your benefit. Just and if nothing else. You know, read those in your free fun time when you want to know about how tires are made. It's a lot of fun. It is very, very cool. It's very involved. Tons of chemistry, tons of engineering, tons of very skilled labor that goes into making these things. And they've got to be perfect. They've got to be absolutely perfect when they roll off the line. They spin these things, and if there is any little degree of waver, it's got to be scrapped, and they got to start all over again. So I felt good about having my tires, knowing that hey, somebody stuck this thing on the machine and made sure it was I was going to go straight before they put it on my van. So I was over at the shop, and I wanted to talk tires with the guys over at the shop, and which they were glad to do because. You guys may not know this, but we put about around 25 tires a week on vehicles, whether it's a truck or a trailer around here.
And we go through them, there's no question.
Yeah, and that is a lot. So you know how much, you know, just a tire for my van, you know, a regular car is, depending on what you buy, is $150 to $200. Just think what it is for a big truck, and then 25 a week over the course of the year adds up to some big, big, big money.
I think it's definitely one of those things that I think that even maybe some of the office personnel and certainly the general motoring public just doesn't understand. You know, when you're driving down a road and you have your truck and you know what, you know, you've done your pre-trip and our drivers are doing pre-trip inspections on their trailers as well. But that's your vehicle. Like, you know your vehicle. You know what's going on. And so you pull into wherever you pull into, and you pick up a trailer, and you're like, oh, you know, this is – I mean, you don't – the trailer you dropped off may have had all brand-new tires or a couple brand-new tires, but this trailer, maybe it doesn't have that stuff.
Yeah.
And so things change, and you're in a different vehicle, and, I mean, gosh, I mean, the stuff that the drivers have to deal with as far as just, like, when a trailer tire does blow out and they got to pull off the side of the road and then they got to wait for one of our partners to come by and help them change that tire out.
Usually between an hour and a half and 3 hours is what a response time is now.
Those are the things that I think guys that our drivers deal with that I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, you can't go, if you got an 80,000 pound load or a 60,000 pound load, you just can't go barreling down the road without all your tires inflated.
No, can't.
Yeah,
I mean, for a whole lot of reasons. So, so I think a good place to start, and the most interesting part for me is the shop wanted us to know what the ideal life of a tire is. So, let's say you get a brand new tire straight from the factory, and you put it on the truck. Well, what you're hoping is that you get good even wear out of that tire, and that tire goes, you know, as long as it's rated to go for. And as you were alluding to earlier, in the type of tires that we buy and what we do in trucking is we can have these tires retreaded. So provided that the rest of the tire, the casing of the tire, is less than 5 years old, then that tire can be retreaded and can be made into a drive tire. So it can go either on the drives of the tractor, or you could put it on the trailer as well. If a casing is, and so ideally you would want the casing of that tire to go a couple more years, or a little bit less than a couple more years. If it's under 7 years old, you can take that same casing, you can retread it again, and it can become a trailer tire. And you can never put a retread on your steer tires. It's just wouldn't be safe anyway, but there are DOT laws. If you're going faster than 55 miles an hour, you can't have a retread on your steers. But so ideally, you want to get good wear out of those tires. The biggest thing that the shop warned me to warn everybody else that causes these things to not get the life that they're supposed to get is not being properly inflated. Mm-hmm. And relying on the auto inflation system that we've got to take care of those things. Because if you've got a leak and you've got one that goes all the way down and you roll on it, they're telling me very, very little chance that we can repair that tire. You know, if it was you run over a bolt or a screw or something, punches a hole in it, hey, if you don't roll on it, you just see it's flat, you report it, hey, let's go get it fixed, we can probably fix that tire. If you decide to roll on it, hoping that your auto inflation system is going to blow it up before you do any damage to that tire, probably not. We're probably going to be scrapping that tire.
It's one of those things where it's, you know, that's why we always talk about the drivers being pros. It's like they've got so many things to think about and decisions to make, you know, and, yep. and when they're out there on the road, those decisions can, you know, I mean, it, from a safety standpoint, and then, you know, the money we save, you know, one of the reasons why we've been able to give some of the bonuses out and we've been able to do the raises and things like that are because we've been able to really, really work on saving money in other areas of the company where we can give back, you know, to the driver, you know.
And that's where it all comes full circle. So their advice that they could say one thing was, drivers, do your pre-trip, and don't just do your pre-trip on your tractor. Do the pre-trip on that trailer. Go out there and bump the tires, because if you save one, that's a bunch of money, and that's how we keep just all the things that you just said. That's how we keep getting raises and new tractors and all these things.
One tire is expensive.
Yeah,
you know, you throw in all the tires that we are having to replace over a period of time, it can be a lot more for sure.
So. Yeah, but rolling on them flat is big time problems.
And doing your pre-trip and post-trip inspections, not leaving a trailer that you know has an issue for the next guy to come in behind you and have to do it. So, all right, guys. Well, cool. Woody, thanks for that. I mean, it's a lot of information, but I think it's good to kind of review every now and then for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure, for sure. Well, when we come back, we're going to play, what is it today, Bailey?
It is.
I love this game.
I made a theme. They all start with the same letter. Ooh. So it's Maryland, Michigan, or Missouri.
Maryland,
ooh.
Michigan, or Missouri. Mm-hmm. We're going to play that game, and we're all tied, I believe, 2-2-2. So we'll play that game when we come back. You're listening to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Stay with us.
Hey, M&W, this is Bart. Do you know about the Ally Health telemedicine? This is a benefit M&W offers where you can speak to a doctor on the phone without physically going to a doctor office and paying for an office visit. They can treat things such as cold, sinus, rashes, headaches, insect bites, skin inflammations, and more. It's only $2.50 a week, and it covers everyone in your household, and there is no limit to how many times you can call. Once you set up your account by entering your information for you and your family, then you select your pharmacy. There's an app that you can download, you can go through the steps, and even upload a picture, and a doctor will call you to discuss your symptoms. This is not associated with your medical insurance. The only time UMR insurance will come into play is if you get a prescription. and the doctor you're speaking with on the phone will send that prescription in for you. My family and I have used this 6 or 7 times, and we love it. It has saved us hundreds of dollars by not having to go to an urgent care or walk-in clinic or see our primary care doctor. If you can eliminate one urgent care visit, this benefit is paid for itself for the entire year. You can enroll at any time. It will just not be effective until the first of each month. Please let me know if you're interested. You can also complete the enrollment form on your Paycom app.
Hello, my name's Bo Ward, driver of truck 605, and you're listening to the Drive Podcast with Chris and Zach.
Welcome back to the Drive Podcast with Zach, Chris, and Bailey. Thank you so much for joining us. And now it is everybody's favorite segment, the third segment, the Bring On The Crazy segment.
Is that what we're going to call it, Bring On The Crazy?
We don't have to call it that, but that's what it is. And it was great last week.
It was pretty good. Bailey, you certainly redeemed yourself.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you got for us today that's going to...
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous that I didn't go as good as last week, but we'll find out.
Well, I mean...
I hope so.
I mean, you know what the bar was.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. It's a high bar to hit.
It always is. It always is. So we got Michigan, which is... You know what always makes me laugh is that people make fun of the South, you know?
Yeah.
And like how we're bare feet and backwoods, because you're a Tennessean. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a full-blooded Tennessean. And it's like, I went up to a race in Michigan one year.
Yeah.
Like, you get off their main roads. They have, it's dirt roads up there.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, all their roads aren't paved. I'm like, y'all are making fun of us?
Yeah.
Like, at least our roads are paved.
Yeah.
Like, you can go backwoods Tennessee, and you got a paved road.
Yeah, they'll figure something. Yeah, the Midwest is...
Listen, some of us...
I'm not throwing a blanket statement over the Midwest. I'm just saying once I went out from Tennessee and was able to travel around the country a little bit, I found out there's some crazy backward people everywhere. Dude, you go. And there's own special breed of of crazy.
You get out in the boondocks in New York.
Sure.
You know,
it's going to be scary.
Hillbillies and rednecks, that of which I am both, are everywhere. So,
oh yeah, it's just sure. what particular flavor.
Exactly. And do you have, what kind of accent do you have at the end of the day?
So what kind of flavor of crazy? You assume hillbillies and rednecks.
I'm assuming like with Maryland, a crab cake has got to be involved.
No, I'm not gonna. Wow. I'm not gonna spoil anything.
Have you ever been to Maryland?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A bunch of times.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
It is. Got more than crab cakes going on. I'm going up there in a couple months.
You don't like crab cakes?
I love crab cakes.
We got our token food comment in.
Let's talk crab cakes.
Let's talk crab. Okay, all right, Bailey. Here we go, and I'll remind you, we're all tied at 2-2-2. So, Bailey.
All right, this first story I probably picked this because I spent the whole weekend with a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old, so this is where my brain's at.
Okay.
Suspect's loud fart helps police sniff out his hiding place.
Bailey.
I'm sorry.
That word is actually banned in my house.
It is in mine, too. I don't like that word at all.
We go with toot.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Could you reread the headline?
We have the omerta. We just don't mention it at all.
You just pretend like it doesn't happen.
Forget. We talk about it like it doesn't even happen.
We play the game doorknob in my house. Do you know that game?
But this, what that was, listeners, that you didn't see was this wave of fear that just came over my face, and it's like Zach is about to tell me something that I've never heard of before.
It's story time with Zach.
That he does in his house, and I am frightened.
I have 3 boys, as everyone knows, so if someone toots, okay, and you don't say safety before someone else says doorknob, then you have to get up and get to a doorknob, and they can hit, like, wail and beat on you until you get to a doorknob.
What madness do you
Does that
have?
Serve some purpose?
Well, it's just it makes it fun. It makes you be punished for, you know.
You can't
tooting in the house.
You can't say fart, but you can beat each other down.
Absolutely.
Till you are broken. Well,
that doesn't happen. But here, you know what does happen sometimes? Somebody goes and reaches for a door handle, and they're in trouble because door handles don't count. Like that.
What kind of sick?
We got a door handle here in the studio that would not count. So if you toot in here and I call doorknob and I start beating you, you got to get to a door handle. You have to find one. I don't even know if there's one. I think there's one going over to the warehouse. But you mean you better?
Oh, my head hurts so bad.
You better get your mind right for that.
Why?
Yeah, there's. Okay, that game is sick and twisted. Let's get. We don't even have to talk about that. That's clear.
No, it's fun. It's good times. Builds character.
And I had thought about it before, but I think I dislike the word toot just as much. Thank you for
confirming it.
Giving me a tie.
Speaking
for
of toot, Toots is great. Have you been to Toots down in
Murfreesboro? Yeah. I used to live there.
All right, Bailey, read the headline again, please.
Would you like it?
Use the. No. Let's use.
Yeah,
the,
we'll
let's use the let's use the Latin clinical phrase for that, which would be a flatus.
That's terrible. That's worse than toot. Flatus?
Flatus, yes.
That right, sounds baby. Like flautist, and they're completely different.
I'm a flautist. Well, it fits a little bit better.
Now we're going to offend some people. There we go. All right, give it to us, Bailey.
Suspect's loud flautus, or whatever. Helps police sniff out his hiding place. I just like the.
All right, what are our states again?
Missouri, Michigan, or Maryland?
Okay.
You have to think of who would report this also.
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go Maryland because they must have had some crab cakes. They probably had crab cakes and now they're flouting.
I'm going to, I think, agree with you for way different, more sensical reasons. I think someone in Maryland might be more used to people controlling themselves and handling that in a different way. And not, I don't know. So this person was hiding.
They were hiding from the police, and the
police were looking for him. They let one go and gave away their cover.
Basically.
Well, that could happen anywhere.
Yes.
So now we're back to diet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I am up in the air. I'm going to choose something different just so we don't, because I'm a player. I'm not a tire. I'm going to go with Michigan.
All right, Bailey.
It's Missouri.
Oh.
Well, of course, Missouri's going to report this. Maryland, I feel like, is too.
Who's report? Who are you saying that?
The news.
Missouri,
like, this was on their local news.
Oh, I see. So there ain't much happening in Missouri. So somebody gets found out like this. You're a little late on the buzzer there, bro.
Yeah, we both got that wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Bailey gets a point.
I do.
All right, Bailey, bring on the crazy.
Yeah, Bailey, bring on the crazy.
All right, well, I don't know. I told you guys my crazy was down this week. And I looked and I searched.
See, she prefaced.
Have you seen the internet before?
I have.
There's crazy on there. Mm-hmm. You can find crazy.
Okay, well.
Some of it may be filtered by our filters that we have here at work.
That's probably part of the problem. I'm not doing this research at home.
Your computer will be infected. Explain that one to Jimmy. Jimmy, I was doing research for the podcast. And
now you need a whole new computer.
The entire network has been infected.
All right, next one. Here we go, Bailey. We're dragging this on.
All right.
Okay.
Wild horse kicks swimsuit-clad tourist in groin at beach.
Well, it can't be Missouri.
You never know. There are beaches at lakes.
It could be Michigan. Because of the beaches of Michigan.
Could be Michigan or Maryland.
Horse.
Horses? They've heard of the horse in both of those states.
What throws Michigan off is you've got Gatlinburg West, Branson.
That's in Missouri.
Yeah.
You said Michigan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Missouri, my bad.
Okay.
Missouri.
I was confused.
Me too.
And there's all kinds of faux beaches.
At Branson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know about Branson, but I didn't know there were beaches.
I'm making that up. But,
okay. That's cool.
I'm going to go. So a horse kicked a bikini clad tourist.
Swimsuit clad. Not bikini.
Not bikini.
Okay, it's got to be Michigan.
I'm going to go Maryland. You've got a longer. This is a terrible reason to do this. You've got a longer season of swimming wearing options. Weather in Maryland than you do at.
Have you ever met a Michigander? They'll go swimming if it's below.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. No, I'm gonna stick to my guns. I'm gonna go Maryland.
I said Michigan.
Okay, it is Maryland.
Yes, Maryland. Chris gets a point.
That's crazy.
He is the greatest player to ever play this game.
Let's take a moment
before. Except for Bailey, who he is tied with.
Like, that's... Really?
Mm-hmm. Apparently there are wild horses in Maryland, which is the last thing I would have guessed.
Maryland is kind of tiny.
It is.
We got wild horses running around?
Yeah.
They got room for that?
Apparently.
Huh.
All right, last one. I saved the hopefully best for last. Man checked missile launcher in luggage at airport.
Yes.
I like it.
Finally, Bailey.
I saved like the best ones for last.
You did. You did.
That's the best way to go.
Thanks, Bailey.
I hate that app.
Yeah.
Thank you. You just guaranteed that he will use it.
No, he uses it on me. That's why I hate it.
Oh, just like in regular life?
That's how he scares me in my office.
Hey, let's not get into that. Give away all my secrets.
All right. Somebody has a missile launcher.
Mm-hmm. And they checked it into the airport.
Like one of those like shoulder holder deals that you.
The first. Where was the first one? The first one was where?
Missouri.
Missouri. So now I'm going to play the odds.
But you never know. You got to go with whatever you think it is because she could or could not be doubling up. You never know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think she historically has not doubled up.
Well,
only played twice, so yeah.
You can't play that game. You have to make your best guess because you will go around you'll outthink yourself on that.
I'll outthink myself.
Mm-hmm. You got to throw that variable completely out of there. Just what state is it? Who would put a missile launcher in their luggage in the airport? Was this person in the airport from this state? Were they like leaving out of their home state with the missile launcher?
They were coming in to their state.
Coming into this state that we're trying to guess, right? Or yes. Is this person from? We need to know. It matters. Because I got two different guesses depending on how this goes.
But you don't need any more information. You just need to know that he put a missile launcher in his baggage and tried to check it. Because he said that he could get it through because it was not a live device. So
this is Michigan. This is 100% Michigan. There's not even a question. It's not even up for debate.
I think... Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. It's Michigan.
I think I'm going to go Missouri, just to change it up.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go Missouri because I think there's a lot of guns in Missouri.
There's a lot of guns in Missouri. Are there a lot of missile launchers?
Maybe somebody, there's the silos out west. And then maybe somebody was going to get something, you know, maybe they bought something in Branson and they're taking it back home.
I just see some dude in, like, January. In Michigan with shorts and his blue and yellow Michigan hoodie and his his crazy, like, Japanese tattoo on his leg that he doesn't know what it means, carrying a missile launcher in there, and who knows more than the authorities about what's legal and not legal to take through an airport.
It kind of was legal. So what are you going with?
I'm going Michigan.
You're definitely going Michigan. 100%. No question about it.
Yep.
All right, Bailey.
What would you say?
I said Missouri.
You said Missouri? This happened at the Baltimore-Washington airport in Maryland.
No way!
Yes.
You're going to take a missile launcher that close to D.C. in this day and age? That is not a good idea.
He was on his way home to Texas.
There you go.
If Texas had been one of the options, I would have guessed Texas.
All right, so how do we do there? You got...
I got one. Bailey got two.
Three.
I
did. So we're now at... She's six.
I have four.
She has four.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Two.
Two.
Gosh.
In descending order, you would be last.
It was a rough... That was a rough week.
Yeah. I will work harder for better stories next week.
Yeah, we can only hope.
Yeah, don't be afraid, Bailey. When you come up to a website and it maybe has some... warnings, or
I think the way that Jimmy has it set up, it won't even get me to the said website. We can talk to
Jimmy. If it's all, yeah, this is for the greater good.
I'm actually the assistant director of IT, so I can help you with that.
Right, just like how I'm doing.
Do you have that kind of authority?
Yeah,
as the assistant director of IT, yeah. I'll be removing all the content filters from your computer.
Yeah, just
I would really rather not. I've already broke two computers since I've been here.
Oh wow. A lot of confessions happening today.
She does not like electronic equipment at all.
And two mics. She's broke two mics since she's been
here. I have not. That is a straight up lie.
With her face, she's broken two mics. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us today. It has been fun. We hope you have enjoyed it. We do appreciate you listening. A bunch of drivers are coming in and talking to us about it.
Yeah, they are.
So share this podcast with your friends, and hopefully you learned a little bit about tires today. Hopefully you learned a little bit about Bailey breaks around the office, and then also you learned about Missouri, Maryland, and Michigan. So it was a good day.
Yeah,
I appreciate you guys joining me today.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. For Zach, Chris, and Bailey, this is the Drive Podcast. Thanks for listening to us. We'll see you next week.